There you will see him. I too met him on the road, only it was years later. At the time, I was one of those who said I needed to see where the nails had been in order to believe. Yes, I heard the stories that spread like wildfire through dry grass that Sunday morning. The women who went to the tomb and found it empty, the stone rolled away, and Mary weeping in the garden, finding him alongside her. And the other two that evening, having their journey turned around when he broke bread with them. And all of them, all that troubled, motley band of clumsy and confused apostles, sheltering in the upper room for fear that what happened to him might happen to them. Seeing him, eating with him, listening to him, finding that it was not over, that it was only just beginning. But not me. I had always been on the edge, always skulked in the shadows, and that's where I stayed. I was frightened of walking away from him completely, but also frightened of following him. I just kept looking at the cross, but I couldn't pick it up. Then one day all that changed. Did I say I met him on the road? No, it wasn't like that. He found me. And when he did, there was such a smile on his face. He said with earnest joy that I was the one he had been looking for.